Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting second. The third baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Spring. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jack Spring. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Plus reaches third base with a triple. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Plus. The throw to Wynn covering the plate. The slide. Plus is out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards the mound. Spring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. One out. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Batty reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis throws the ball into Fox, who tags Aspromonte trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Zobchin moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Thornberry chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Courtney fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Courtney. Fox scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. Boone moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Batty is walked intentionally. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Batty. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Batty steals second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Spring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spring hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spring for the out. One out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Plus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Batty reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jack Spring. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is called out on strikes. One out. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Plus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Throneberry moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Courtney moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 7, White Sox, 7. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bridges moves to second. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zovchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Bridges scores. Aspromonte moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Senators. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hyde now pitching. Tom Qualter's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualter's is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Throneberry hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pluse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pluse is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pluse hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Sievers scores. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zobchin for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde bunts towards the mound. Qualters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Fox covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Tom Qualters. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Goodman moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Fox moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-8, Senators. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 8. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thronberry out. 1 out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Plus hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Norm Cash pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thronberry, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Mueller scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 10, White Sox, 1. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 11-10, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 10. The Senators will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Alvarez pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Alvarez moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to third for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Norm Zobchin. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Ken Aspromonte. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Bobby Mockmus pinch runs for Albie Pearson. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Lemon scores. Bridges moves to third. Mockmus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 11, White Sox, 1. Faith Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Yost now playing third base. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Herb Plus now playing second base. Roy Sievers now playing first base. Steve Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Boone reaches second base with a double. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Ray Boone. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty bunts towards the mound. Valentinetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Mueller moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-5 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it, tags Rivera out, and throws to home to double up Esposito, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 11. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Korchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Korchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Thrown Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landis is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the mound. Valentinity catches it and throws to second to double up Goodman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 11. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Thrown Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 6 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thrown Barry. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Batty scores. Aparicio moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 11. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.